I'm sorry I'm so fat and ugly today. I just feel the need to say that every time I see you, to be honest. You know, that means my two girls, my two daughters, are fat and ugly too. Their friends are way prettier than them, and literally millions of women are prettier than me. But even though I'm a fat, ugly pig, I am confident that I can be the perfect woman and girlfriend for you because I understand a woman's place in the world. I strongly believe that cunts of all ages, even babies and kids, even dead cunts, are worthless pieces of trash and were only made to please men, breed, and take abuse. I actually resent my own mom for not teaching me that women are inferior to men. Like, I wasted so many years of my life trying to be equal to men and trying to be independent. I also could have spent most of my teen and adult years having an eating disorder so I wasn't so fat and ugly now. But it's super important to me to be a better role model for my daughters than my mom was to me. I already have it drilled in their head that they will always be inferior to men, and that men will take and do whatever they want to them, and they should be happy for any treatment from men. What my 10-year-old and 5-year-old really need is a man around to show and teach them the true meaning of life as females. I can only do so much, obviously, since I'm just a dumb fat pig. I want them to see me getting beaten every day by you. I want it normalized because I know as a fat and ugly cow, I need to be abused. My face is ugly and it can only be even just a little pretty, with bruises and swelling from a man's abuse. I already show them pictures of broken, beaten, and swollen women's faces, and they actually want it themselves, since they understand that they are ugly little pig girls. I've taught them that since we're all ugly and fat, the three of us, that any abuse is an enhancement. I'm just really sorry that my girls aren't very pretty and fat. What can you expect, though, coming from my womb? They were bound to be ugly and fat with my genes. They understand that they are like their mom, not tempting for men to think about and not able to make any cocks hard. I already have them wanting to be bulimic, and they are bulimic, puking after every meal so they can try and be skinny and pretty and less like me. I fully support them having eating disorders. I want them to be less like me and be skinny so men will want to use them. Stacy, the 10-year-old, is now anorexic most of the time, and she's really losing a lot of weight and muscle. I still fat shame her, though, because I don't think it's good for her to become too comfortable and confident as a skinny whore. She will need to get used to the fact that she will always be too fat and too worthless, even if she gets skinny. I've glamorized eating disorders to my young daughters because that's what's best for them, and I love them enough to guide them in the best way. I've already taught them that girls going to school is just a dumb law I have to follow. I'd be totally fine if one of their teachers decided to kidnap them or rape them as an exchange for passing grades in school. Their education doesn't matter. I've also told them that learning makes them weak and will just ruin their brains. They already know how to cheat on tests from superior boys in their class, and the preteen, she already sucks little boy dick in exchange for test answers and help in school. You know how in elementary school, those dumb whore of teachers will try and get kids to think about what they want to be in life? I've taught my daughters that their teachers are dumb whores, just like me, just like them, and that their teachers are always lying. They have been guided by me to grow up to want to be plastic bimbos. Just mindless bimbo whores with huge fake tits, fake fat asses, and anorexic, so they have the perfect body that attracts male attention. Because they came from my womb, they're bound to be ugly and fat, so being a plastic bimbo is their best interest. I taught them that if they couldn't find the money to be a plastic bimbo whore, they can just be a toilet whore, since it's something useful at least. Being dumb, ugly, and fat like their mother won't be of any use really, so no one wants to marry a fat, ugly whore. My girls know that all women are dumb, that if you have a cunt, it automatically makes you dumb. My 10-year-old and 5-year-old already know how to apply makeup and walk in heels and wear slutty clothes. We just don't have a man around to enjoy them looking slutty. I can't take them out in public looking like that because most of society just does not understand how important it is to raise girls the right way. This is why me and my dumb whore daughters need a man like you. I need to constantly remind them that dressing slutty is key to being a female because ugly fat holes are just even more disgusting without these things. I'm honestly upset at my dumb pig self. I haven't had any men molest, rape, and abuse them yet. I mean, they might be lost causes at this point, I'm afraid. But maybe there's still time, though. I mean, if you started using them as such and found them to be lost causes, you can just rape them to death. It would be up to you because you are the man. And obviously, I don't know any better. My girls understand that being raped is just a way of life. I've proven this to them by showing them the statistic that 3 out of 5 women are sexually harassed and that they should aim to always be in that chosen 3 out of 5. If you aren't, what's the point of living? I want my little girls to be raped so they are accepted and useful. Without a man using them, they are just dumb little whores. Another way I could be useful to you, besides you using my underage daughters, is you could give me a rape baby. I know I'm not very desirable, being such an ugly and fat whore, but you are welcome to rape me for breeding purposes. I'm more than happy to be beaten while pregnant, if that would make you feel better for impregnating such an ugly pig. You would be more than welcome to turn me into a miscarriage whore and use the dead baby fetus as a cock sleeve. It's very important to me that you are satisfied, happy, and coming the way that you want because you're a man, even if that's coming with a dead fetus I carry for months. I'd love to even start all over with a newborn daughter, training her from day one to get used to cum by feeding her cum before my shitty breast milk. You could feed that newborn anything you wanted, really. If you wanted me to puke into her newborn mouth fuckhole, I would. If you wanted to snot into her baby whore mouth, you could. Obviously, you can have whatever you want. Me and my whore daughters would be your rape and abuse whores no matter the age. I would birth and be a breeding cow to as many newborns as you wanted. I honestly fantasize about going through the pains of pregnancy and birth only to have a man rape the newborn to death for his own pleasure. I love my girls Stacy and Katie, but if you didn't find them useful enough, you are more than welcome to kill them for your pleasure. Actually, I've often fantasized myself about Stacy, the 10-year-old, being beat so hard in the face that she no longer has a face and died from the abuse, yet still was used as rape meat. What a useful way to die, really. And I've also fantasized about my 5-year-old Katie having her skull cracked and smashed against a wall just so a man could eye rape her ugly face. My 2 ugly daughters never really had a chance. My oldest daughter, Stacy, she was born from a failed relationship. I didn't understand the truths of being a woman back then, so the man obviously cheated on me because I deserved it. I'm a worthless fat whore, and he found someone prettier. Katie, she's actually a rape baby. I kind of love her more because of that. She reminds me of the time a man raped me and made me fucking useful. I did experience heavy postnatal depression after I gave birth to her. I believed that he should have just abused and raped me to death instead of letting my worthless self live. I would have much rather died by his cock being a useless rape whore. I toyed with the idea of aborting Katie, but I'm just a dumb whore who couldn't get the guts to actually go through with it. Whenever Katie was a newborn, I tried to puke over her several times to drown her in my puke, but it never worked. I couldn't even do that right. Honestly, looking back, my depression should have been smacked and raped out of me, but no man wanted me. I was a single, worthless, fat pig. After I was raped, I began craving rape and abusive men. I was so obsessed by my swollen purple face after I got raped. I craved being abused like that again, getting attention from a man. I started masturbating to articles and videos about domestic abuse and rape victims. I think this is when my misogynistic ideas were born. I tried to seek out boyfriends that were into degradation, but none of them were really extreme enough. During that time, I had one boyfriend that turned me into a cuck queen without my permission, but I did enjoy him getting what he wanted. Another boyfriend turned me into a piss whore, but that just wasn't enough. I even dated a pedophile once that got off on molesting my girls and making them watch him fuck me, but he wouldn't rape them. And I didn't think I'd find a true misogynistic man until I found you. I already watched porn with my daughters every day, the most hardcore porn. I just found it important to normalize abuse porn and show them what they should look like, plastic porn bimbos. I do try to teach them the right ways, but I need a help from a man. I've been playing with their holes for years now, having them get used to understanding that they have 3 fuck holes to offer men. So we have to make sure they are trans fat fuck holes. I even have them get used to puking and eating it back up because since they are ugly and fat, maybe men will like that. Plus the puke is less calories. I actually dream of picking them up from school, getting home and realizing they have torn, bloody cunts and a prolapsed ass from someone raping them at school. They crave being raped too. My girls believe that they will finally be of worth once they are finally raped. I have shown them so much prolapsed rectum porn videos that they think this is the goal of being raped and fucked. Please, just please consider raping my underage daughters so they get prolapsed assholes. Please, I beg you. If things don't work out with you, I've honestly just thought of getting a dog to rape my girls just so they get the experience of being raped and being put in their place as worthless whores. Besides my daughters, I also have a mom and sister that can be yours to abuse as well. They have cunts, so they are free to rape and beat too. I will literally make sure your masculine needs are met by whatever means necessary. I'm so passionate about spreading extreme misogyny. I've isolated myself from my mom and sister, actually. They have tried to question why my girls are so depressed all the time and sometimes have bruises. But that's when we all abuse each other for practice and to normalize abuse. So what do you think of my offer? I know I'm a fat and ugly pig that's pretty fucking useless, but I have two little girls that are yours to abuse and rape daily. Alongside me, if you feel like I deserve it, I would be honored by such abusive attention. I'd offer to show you how turned on I am, but I'm not sure you want to see my fat fuckhole right now. Just understand that getting my face beaten, bruised, and stepped on is something that makes my stupid fat cunt aroused. Seeing my daughters turned into rape whores, their ripped underage cunt holes, and prolapsed assholes being used as a flashlight for you turns me on. I need this in my life. Nothing would make me more happy than to watch you leave every night to go cheat on me because I'm ugly and fat and worthless to you, only to have you come home and beat me for being so ugly and fat. It would truly give me use and purpose, finally. So what do you say?